Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not a bad joke. It's just a dad joke. Cheyenne's dad joke of the hour.
What do you call a hen that counts her own eggs?
What do you call a hen that counts her own eggs?
A mathematician!
It's not a bad joke. It's just a dad joke. Cheyenne's dad joke of the hour.
If you got a dad joke for Cheyenne, text it to us at 22108.
It's a good one.
It was a good one. Emma's calling from Phoenix. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Call them out. Shout them out Monday. You want to shout out somebody?
Yeah, I want to shout out to everybody who's not panic buying everything off the shelf.
Right. The people that are remaining calm.
Yes.
Not hoarding toilet paper.
Absolutely. There was none.
Yeah.
There wasn't even paper towels.
No, there was nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been taking out everything, like even baby wipes. Like, I saw a post on Facebook, this guy at Walmart bought all the baby wipes off the shelf, and like somebody who needed them asked for one, and he like started flipping out on it.
What the heck?
What?
Thanks for the call, Emma. It's not like the end of the world.
Right.
Right? I mean, we're still going to have power, still going to have water. You just may need to self-quarantine for a couple of weeks, but what do you need so many baby wipes?
I don't know. As a mom who still uses baby wipes, leave them, please.
A lot of texts rolling in at 22108 for Call Him Out, Shout Him Out Monday. This one from, let's see, this year was my first birthday without my mom. My fiance set up a big surprise birthday party with all my friends and family at my favorite restaurant. Needless to say, it was the best birthday present could have asked for.
Aww.
So I want to shout out my fiance.
That gave me some tears.
That's cool. Text from the 480. Shout out to the lady at the grocery store this weekend who had a cart full and gave me a dozen eggs. I want to shout out... it's different text. I want to shout out my parents for all they do for my family.
That's awesome.
Let's give a shout out to my husband. He delivers bread to the grocery stores, and he's having to deal with people trying to steal stuff off his truck and off the racks. He's keeping a level head and just taking it in stride.
MVP.
Oh, my gosh. People are stealing off the trucks.
Those people, something wrong with you. But the people who are still delivering stuff,
yes.
MVP.
Yes.
I'm telling
you.
You.
Camel Country, 107.9, the Valley's new country leader, Gutter and Cheyenne. How was your weekend? You good?
My weekend was fantastic. Although, I had a lot of, you know when you go into the weekend and you had a lot of things planned? Like, I'm going to be super productive.
Yeah.
Laundry, dishes, back, all that good stuff. Yeah, I didn't do any of that.
I thought you were going to go the other way with that.
No, I didn't do any of that.
What'd you do instead then?
I sat my hiney on the couch and snuggled with my 3-year-old and did absolutely nothing.
So you watched Frozen 2.
I did. I watched Frozen 2 finally for the first time because it got released early on Disney Plus.
Which I bought that last week. I spent, it was like $24.
Oh.
You know, Blu-ray, digital, that whole thing.
Should have just waited.
I know, but the only reason they released it early was because everybody got out of school, right? All the kids are, school's canceled for the kids. So
yeah.
Disney's like, all right, let's go ahead and release Frozen 2 months early to...
to add some happiness to the chaos. Yes, absolutely. Which I appreciated. So thank you, Disney.
My daughter, my 3-year-old, almost 4, we had to rush her to the urgent care on Friday.
Right. What happened?
Well, she was complaining about her shoulder.
Uh-huh.
Right? And she fell asleep. And on the couch, we're like, okay, maybe just, you know, went numb. Maybe she laid on it wrong or something. Right? She fell asleep. And my mom's been over the last week for the spring break, just kind of hanging out with the kids. She's from, lives up in the Seattle area. But anyway, so when my daughter wakes back up, she starts crying again, complaining about the pain.
Uh-huh.
And my mom's trying to convince her it's somewhere else on her body just to see where it really is.
Right.
Following her nap, but it was in her shoulder. So I rushed her to urgent care, and they're taking x-rays and this and that, and they don't see anything wrong with her. Like they thought like maybe she jammed her shoulder, maybe she fell or something like that. They don't see anything wrong with her. So we get her home, she's fine. But then Saturday she's bawling her eyes out again.
Why?
Complaining about her stomach this time.
Huh.
So then it was too late to take her to urgent care. Uh-huh. And I mean, she was up all throughout the night, Saturday night into Sunday morning. We take her to urgent care Sunday morning, and they do an x-ray on her stomach area.
Uh-huh.
Which, I mean, during this whole thing, I'm like, crap, I mean, this bill's got to be something else.
Right, absolutely.
More x-rays, yeah. You know. But anyway, they found two massive gas bubbles.
Oh.
The size of, like, a man's fist. Like in various spots too, and one in around her stomach.
Oh my gosh!
And the doctor said it could be caused by food. And my mom, who was watching them, said that she ate like a ton of apples, like on Thursday, right? So we're assuming the apples were fermenting in her intestines because he listed in the intestines. Intestines were fine, but the fermentation process of the apples caused those gas bubbles in her body. So she's just dying and wincing in pain from these gas bubbles. And we finally get medication and this and that. And he's showing us kind of how to
work help move them down.
Yeah, help move them out and around and this and that. And we're telling her, you know, keep farting, keep burping. Just do what you need to do. That's going to make you feel more comfortable. But, I mean, we have a little more peace of mind with the whole thing now, knowing exactly what it is.
Right. Still, though, gosh, I've never wanted to I just want to pick her up and hold her.
Yeah, and I mean, she's feeling a lot better today.
Yeah.
But it was a rough weekend for her. But, I mean, I'm still thinking about that urgent care bill.
That bill that's going to be coming.
We have insurance. It's going to cover a little bit of it.
Right.
But, I mean, x-rays are expensive,
they
man.
They are. Diagnostic testing is super expensive.
Did your kid ever cost you a lot of money?
No.
Not yet?
Not yet. Well, luckily, we've always had really good insurance. He could have. He was at the skate park one day, and he fell and hit his mouth on the corner of a bench and knocked out all four of his front teeth on the top. So that would have been a really bad bill, except he was double insured at the time. So
you'd have to pay a dime?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, luckily. But it could have cost me a ton of money if I didn't have insurance.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, shots and teeth pulling, and it was bad. He didn't have teeth forever.
What did your kid do that hit you pretty hard in the wallet? 602-260-1079. You can also text us at 22108. Just kind of curious. I mean, this is just the start of it. I mean, we haven't yet to have any broken bones or anything like that.
Yeah, just wait.
But x-rays on gas bubbles in the stomach.
That's crazy, though. I thought she was having growing pains.
No, fermented apples in the intestines.
Wow.
Just to calm down on those apples a little bit there.
Who would have thought, though? Like, yeah. I would have never known that.
Never would have thought.
I just learned something new today.
Yeah. Don't let your kid eat so many apples.
I mean, at least she was eating apples and not, like, stomach ache from chocolate.
But still, calm down on the apples, you know? I mean, chill. Text coming in on how the coronavirus has affected your life. And we'll get to these coming up here in just a little bit. But we want to sidestep just a bit and kind of have a little bit of fun this morning with our Masterpiece Theater. Masterpiece Theater. It's not so much a masterpiece, but it does have its days.
Yes.
Cheyenne and JP, they will act out a scene from a popular movie. And you just identify the movie and you win. Now, the prize today, being that there's really no events or concerts to really give tickets away to, we're going to give you 12 seconds of airtime, which you can use that 12 seconds however you want. If you want to make fart noises for 12 seconds, I don't care. whatever you want to do with that 12 seconds, it's yours.
However,
there are some rules with that 12 seconds.
There is no cussing. Do not be offensive, and don't slander anyone or any business or anything like that.
If you want to thank somebody, if you want to shout somebody out, if you want to promote your local business, that's fine. I don't mind.
Absolutely. It's 12 seconds. It's up to you as long as you stay inside of our rule parameters.
That's right. Caller number 9 with the correct ID to this movie wins 602-260-1079. Action.
Fantana.
Ah!
Ron, are you okay?
The man, Punted Baxter.
Breathe, Ron, breathe.
The man from the motorcycle.
What did the bad man do, Ron?
The motorcycle on a bridge. I hit him with a burrito.
Ron?
He took him with his foot and he kicked him. That's what he did.
Someone punted him?
No, wait. Let me say something.
Ron, where are you?
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
Love that movie.
JC's face.
And we got a snort out of it, too. How about that? Mark Anthony in Scottsdale. Hi.
How you guys doing?
Good. How are you, man?
Oh, I'm doing good.
All right. What movie was that?
That was Anchorman.
That was Anchorman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.